This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Goodboo, G-O-O, D like David, B like boy, O-O. Date of birth 7-6-1956. Dear Angela, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Goodboo with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hypercalcemia, and hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was March 10th of this year. Since her last visit, she's following a low-calorie diet and trying to lose weight, and she's lost 12 pounds over the last 6 months. She also vomited blood in July of this year and was admitted to Midland Hospital. They did a CAT scan of abdomen and pelvis and found some retroperitoneal bleeding, which resolved spontaneously. They thought it might have been secondary to an adrenal mass that we're showing in the CAT scan. She is feeling much better now. She did have a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan done July 22nd of this year because of the hypercalcemia, and it showed a mild focal increased uptake in the right inferior thyroid region. They weren't sure if that was a thyroid nodule versus a parathyroid adenoma. So the next step would be to get a thyroid ultrasound, which we have requested that you would order and get scheduled. She may need a referral to a Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-E-R-A, in Midland. If that does show a parathyroid adenoma versus a thyroid nodule, either type of nodule may require a biopsy. Possibly parathyroid adenoma would need removal. She has stopped all calcium and vitamin D supplements, also at our request, due to elevated calcium levels. She's feeling much better now, still needs her thyroid ultrasound scheduled, though. No chest pain or palpitations. She has minimal dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medications. She is on Synthroid 50 microgram daily. I'll highlight lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Coumadin is managed by Dr. Kripposman. And PROPAF, like Frank, E, N like November, O, N like November, E, 225 milligram 3 times a day. Physical exam, weight, 266 pounds. Pulse is 90. And blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart today is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are clear, abdomen obese, non-tender, and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 20th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.49 with estimated GFR of 38. Calcium was 10.9, which is higher than previous level of 10.4. Albumin is 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone, 284.4. Normal electrolytes, phosphorus, 3.5. Hemoglobin, 12.3, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, hyperparathyroidism in the presence of hypercalcemia. She does need you to schedule a thyroid ultrasound to determine if the nodule visualized on the parathyroid nuclear medicine scan is from the thyroid versus an adenoma. And then possibly we'll need a referral to Dr. Sequeira. We would ask her to continue having monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.